Welcome to International Dispute Negotiation, your guide to resolving disputes everywhere.
This is Mike McElrath, and this podcast is about different ways of accepting and managing the risks of dispute resolution, presenting them through the eyes of experts from different countries and backgrounds.
The settlement rate of our mediation hearings, they reach an agreement 91% of our cases. So it's a very high rate. Wow. But that's the universal rate for mediation.
That's not the head of a mediation institution speaking, but Stefano Azzali, the Secretary General of the Court of Arbitration of the Chamber of Commerce of Milan, Italy. In this episode of IDN, Stefano discusses innovative services such as a cutting-edge co-mediation procedure offered jointly with the Chinese institution and a service of mediation online that is booming. Why is this relevant to parties outside of Italy? Well, because a versatile regional institution can offer a model of low-cost efficiency that takes into account unique aspects of particular cultural and legal systems. It can be the best of both worlds. Dispute resolution that's both international and local at the same time. We began by discussing how Italo-Egyptian arbitrations can today be conducted under a joint agreement between the Milan Chamber and the Cairo Regional Center for International Arbitration.
Well, the agreement you're talking about goes back to December 2003. And it's an agreement that has a very simple aim, a simple goal, to give Egyptian companies the opportunity to do an arbitration in Italy in an Italian-Egyptian contract without feeling, let's say, in the enemy's territory.
Right.
And vice versa, to give the opportunity and some guarantee to the Italian companies going to Egypt that if they do not make to place the arbitration in Italy, and they must because the other party,
because the Egyptian party is insisting.
That's right. They have to apply the Cairo Center rules, and they have to conduct the arbitration in Egypt. They have some safe jacket to wear, that is our agreement, that should the Cairo Center should administer the case, let's say jointly or with some involvement of the Italian, its Italian counterparty, that is the Milan Center. So in some way, I don't want to sell the agreement as, let's say, life savers for any situation.
But how does it work? I mean, you got this joint agreement with the two centers.
Yes.
So it gives a little bit to the Egyptian companies, and it gives a little bit to the Italian or the European companies. There's no reason for it to make it just for Italian companies.
Absolutely. It usually works in this way. If the parties do use the Cairo rules, the arbitration will be placed in Milano. If they use the Milan arbitration rules, the place of arbitration will be Cairo and the Cairo Center. So there will be, in one way or the other, a joint involvement. And I tell you, it makes the two parties, Milano and Cairo, aware that the case has to be handled and administered with, let's say, international standard.
Let's move for a second to mediation in general. The growth of arbitration, the growth of mediation. Your respected regional institution, 2003, how many arbitration cases did you have?
In 2003, we had 95 cases.
In 2008?
In 2008, 118.
And in 2009, you mentioned
it will be over 150.
150. Okay. So respectable growth for an arbitration institution.
Usually 5% every year, except for this year. Right. That will be 30%.
30%.
But usually 5%, 10% is a good growth.
Good, good.
For mediation, it's much faster.
2003, what'd you?
We had 169 cases.
In 2003?
That's right. And in 2008, they were 507. So, of course, the increase is strong. Six times more.
That's a much faster rate of growth for media. What do you attribute the growth of mediation?
First of all, it does not suffer the maturation of the arbitration clause.
Right.
You don't need the clause, so you have a contract. You don't have a contract,
you
don't need a contract. But if you have a contract, any dispute, you don't have to wait for the upgrade of the problem to dispute to litigation.
Right.
You just can apply freely, and it's that's why the contracts out of which we have mediation are younger contracts. They are not 3.5 years.
So three and a half years from contract to arbitration,
let's say 6 months, 1 year
for mediation. And these are all commercial mediations. You don't
Okay. Commercial.
And the size of disputes, or is it all over the place, or is it
no? Depending if they are business to business, it goes about €120,000.
Is the average?
The average, yes. So small cases.
Okay. And what's the settlement rate? You track that?
Well, the settlement rate of our mediation hearings, it means that every time the mediator, the sole mediator, meets the parties, they reach an agreement 91% of our cases. So it's a very high rate.
Wow, 91% of
mediation. But that's the universal rate for mediation.
It's not a miracle.
It's right. Because the system does work.
Because mediation works.
It works the same in England, in the States, in Spain. It goes from 80 to 1995.
So it's interesting. So you're an arbitration institution, but your biggest growth area is mediation right now.
Oh. Yes.
Let's turn to China before we...
We have an agreement with the CCPIT that is a...
What's the CCPIT?
CCPIT is the China Council for Business something. I don't know exactly the name of the... what the acronym means, but is a giant for business people in China. And it's really a kind of something in between a Ministry of Industry, a Chamber of Commerce, or a Trade Commission. It's really a giant organization in China that they are involved in ADR since many years. We created together an Italy-China business mediation center.
And how does this work?
It has two offices, one in Beijing and one in Milano. It's different than our traditional mediation service because we have one, preliminary step that is conducted by two mediators rather than a sole mediator.
It's a co-mediation.
That's right.
So Chinese and Italian.
Exactly. And so far, I believe it's one of the very few experience worldwide of international mediation because mediation is still a domestic phenomenon.
It's very nice. And where do the mediators come from? How do you go about selecting your mediators for the China?
Well, we have a small group of Italian mediators that they are fluent in English and they are familiar with the international trade law.
How many? It must be like...
No, they are no more than 10, 12. And the same does apply with Chinese mediators. And they either talk over the phone, conference calls, they have video conference calls, or a website, we have a chat room. Then they start talking about the case, and the two parties, of course, are involved, and more than 50% of the time, but for, I think, 45% of the times, they reach an agreement. and the parties reached
how
an agreement.
Many, and how many mediations have you had under?
Yeah, I think there were no more than 40, something okay. like
well,
that.
Well, still a fair number of mediations.
I think that is it's a
respectable
40
number.
Cases yeah. more than any others that they are involved in domestic.
Well, I'm not aware of anybody else who's proposing a similar arrangement where you've got a dual approach to mediation.
The dual approach has been proposed by, to the best of my knowledge, to the Chinese. From the Chinese to the Germans and to the Americans, actually, but it didn't work so far. So we have been in touch with the German, the Hamburg Chamber of Commerce, I believe, and in the States, I think the CPR, that they were very surprised because they said we have a similar agreement with the Chinese, but they didn't produce much.
What do you think made the difference with the success of your approach?
First of all, Italy is a very strong business partner with China. The relationship between China and Italy have been good since history, I mean, since ever. So I think that there was a political intent, a political desire to make the agreement working. So I believe that the message that the Chinese deliver to the companies, and you know that when the central government does deliver a message in China, the message is very carefully listened, was make this agreement working.
In closing here, before we close, make sure we mention your online dispute resolution service that you provide.
That's neutral.
That's neutral in all ways.
That's right.
Even in
gender. That's right.
You mentioned that you've seen practically exponential growth in the use of your online dispute resolution. Quickly, how does that work?
Well, that's a system that we started in 2001, and it's entirely online. And we don't want to see the parties.
Entirely in the, what, you have phone calls, you have faxes, or just...
No, entirely online means that we don't want to see the parties, we don't want to receive papers, faxes, we don't want to talk over the phone to the parties. So the only, let's say, environment of communication is the web. So we have the web through either our chat room, specifically created to handle this kind of hearings, let's say online hearings, or through exchange of emails. So either synchronic or asynchronic, the parties, they start to communicate before, of course, together with the mediator, the online.
This is mediation, not arbitration.
No, mediation.
Mediation online.
So the let's say that the individuals involved in these hearings are four, most of the time. They are the two parties, the mediator, and the institution that is always online, always connected, and always supervising what is going on. And they have chat room, they have common chat room, they have private conversations area. They have many possibilities to communicate. They want to do through email, so they want to take their time one night, 2 days to think of it. They do, then they exchange emails. And it works because it's very, very good for international small cases, because that's where the cost of moving, of transportation, of physical presence might be too high and not bearable for a small dispute.
Oh, right. Absolutely. So, we made an assessment some years ago that, you know, you have to make a really strong case in an international dispute to go after sums that are less than 10,000 euros, let's say. It's just because the cost of retaining counsel, of moving places.
So it's very accessible.
I can see why. So you're seeing a huge increase in the use of this.
Yeah.
And what's the settlement rate through online?
Less. Yeah. Is less. Is lower. Definitely should be no more than 30%.
You lose the human touch.
Yes, because you lose the human touch. If you want to mediate to a diverging position through a keyboard, it's much difficult than through a body.
Who are the people who are doing this? Are these trained mediators?
Yes. They are trained mediators that they have specifically trained in online mediation. And they are, of course, very familiar with the techniques, with the IT.
So what's the cost of using this system?
Very low. Very, very low.
Meaning?
Yeah. It depends on the value of the case.
On the sliding scale. Yeah. Okay.
For example, in Italy, eBay, Amazon Italy, of course, they all use our web service.
Oh, they do? Yeah. Okay. Well, so if you have a problem with buying your books from Amazon, I guess yes. we'll be seeing. Actually, we won't be seeing you
yeah.
online.
Yeah, you will not see us. Amazon, then some telecommunication companies. That for them, of course, like Fastweb, for them is much better. Most of the time, is for e-commerce also.
Right. All right. Well, great. Well, thank you very much, Stefano. Appreciate it.
You are welcome. Thank you.
You've been listening to International Dispute Negotiation. This podcast is presented by the International Institute for Conflict Prevention and Resolution, CPR. CPR is a membership-based nonprofit organization that promotes excellence and innovation in public and private dispute resolution, providing an international resource for the avoidance, management, and resolution of business disputes. For further information about CPR, or to download archived versions of this podcast, go to www.cpradr.org. Questions about this podcast or the issues discussed can be addressed to idn@cpradr.org. The music of Note Noir is used with permission.